Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 117, where we are examining an important work on economic sociology by Marion Fourcade titled Sense and Sensibility, Economic Valuation and the Nature of, quote-unquote, Nature, published in the American Journal of Sociology in 2011. Economic sociology bridges economics and sociology, exploring questions such as how social environments explain and influence economic activities. From the early works of Durkheim and Weber, which we covered in episode 6, economic sociology originally began as an examination of the interactions between institutions and society, particularly emanating from religious influences, such as the so-called Protestant work ethic that Weber described back in 1905. Contemporary streams of literature in this field are exploring the formation and exercise of markets, emergence of private sector organizations such as small businesses and international corporations, along with some of the constraints placed on those entities such as property rights, laws, and government regulations. Of particular interest for this episode is the question of how markets assign monetary values to intangible objects, and it has much to do with how societies shaped the market in the first place. Fourcade's work covers the subfield of economic valuation, in which researchers have been studying how the monetary worth of something is formed or constructed. Fourcade's article accomplishes two things. First, it explores the economic valuation of peculiar goods, things that are intangible or otherwise cannot be exchanged in a market, yet have a social value that under certain circumstances is converted into a monetary value. Second, it presents a case study of the legal proceedings following oil spills in the United States, the Exxon Valdez oil spill of 1989, and France, the Amoco Cadiz oil spill of 1978, where the two lawsuits resulted in outcomes that were disproportionate to the amount of oil spilled. Among the explanations is the different social environments and related histories regarding how nature and the legal systems were socially constructed. For example, the U.S.'s social narrative of manifest destiny and taming the wilderness, along with strong progressive-era policies that valued nature through its park system, etc., led to nature being sanctified, whereas in France, there is no wilderness. The natural environment held less value by comparison. The legal frameworks also differed due to the presence of punitive damages in the U.S. legal system, which is non-existent in the French. This led to two very different assignments of monetary values to the harm caused by the respective oil spills, and therefore the awards granted to the plaintiffs. The work had a tremendous impact as contemporary societies continue to wrestle with how to properly assign value to intangible things, such as non-fungible tokens and other cryptocurrencies today. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.